As the Father has loved me, so have I loved you. Now remain in my love. If you keep my commands, you will remain in my love, just as I have kept my Father's command and remain in his love. I have told you this so that my joy may be in you and that your joy may be complete. My command is this, love each other as I have loved you. Greater love has no one than this, to lay down one's life for other's friend, for one's friend. You are my friends if you do what I command. I no longer call you servant because a servant does not know his master's business. Instead, I have called you friends for everything that I learned from my Father, I have made known to you. You did not choose me, but I chose you and appointed you so that you might go and bear fruit, fruit that will last, and so that whatever you ask in my name, the Father will give you. This is my command. Love each other. This is the word of God.
Thanks be to God.
Okay, first of all, I would like you describe what a good friend is. So, think about what a good friend is. So kids, can you describe to your parents, your daddy or your mom, what's a good friend is? So all parents try to ask to your children, what's a good friend is? So if you don't have children or parents with you now, you can ask the person who's sitting next to you what a good friend is. Just say one thing what a good friend is, or you can make simple what a good friend does, or what a good friend's duty. Let's do it. Okay, what they say? Yeah. So, who can share to me or describe to me what your children say or your friends say? What good friend is, or what a good friend does, or what a good friend's duty? Anyone of you, maybe with a microphone, with Hilma. Okay, any parents share what the children say? Caring, yeah, it's awesome. Mm-hmm. Sharing, okay. Parents, anyone share what the children say?
Loyal.
Yeah, it's very good. Anyone else? Trust in you. Yeah, this, I like that. Yeah. The last one, maybe? Die for you. Okay. Okay. Yeah. When I tried to ask with my daughter, he said that a friend that share, and a friend that always by your side, and someone who care about you. Yeah. So now, can anyone describe what you do for your friend? Again, what do you do for your friends? Okay, here we go. Yeah, let's try. Sam, can you say something? What do you do for your friend? Okay. Yeah. And Christine, maybe Tante Christine would say, what do you do for your friend? give them food. Okay, for Theo, yeah. Okay, what do you do for your friend?
What?
Not only kids. Well, maybe Papa Mongas. What do you do for your friend? So can anyone guess who my best friend is? Who my best friend is? Who my best friend is? My wife, Raima, and maybe my daughter, Ivy, and also Abby. So I hope you guys can all also see that Jesus is my best friend. Jesus is my best friend. Does anyone know why Jesus is my best friend? You know why Jesus is my best friend? So because in John chapter 15, 13, it says, like what Obeni just said, yeah. There's no greater love than to lay down one life for one friend. Again, yeah. This is John 15, verse 13. There is no greater love than to lay down one's life for one friend. And that's what Jesus did for me and for you. So everyone took your gnosis. Huh? Yeah. If you have nose, Jesus died for you. If you have ear, Jesus died for you. If you have brain inside of your head, Jesus died for you. It means that Jesus loved you. You know that when we do something wrong, maybe when we do something wrong in school, or we do something wrong at home, sometimes our parents have to discipline us, right? Discipline us. Maybe they have to punish us. They have to maybe not allow you to watch television, or not allow you use iPad or computer anymore. So we have seen. We have sins. Sometimes we have mistake, right? Sometimes we make mistake, right? Yeah. So Jesus, being the wonderful, kind, loving person that he is, instead of us getting punished for our mistakes, Jesus decided to be punished for our mistakes. So we would not to be punished, right? We not be punished. So that's amazing that Jesus was able to die for us because our sins, and now he sees us pure and white and without sin, without blemish. So we are perfect in God's eyes. We are perfect in God's eyes. Okay? Now say that you are perfect because of God's love. Say that we are perfect, yeah, together. I am perfect. Yeah. So what I'm going to talk about today is why Jesus died for us. Because you and me, because of us. So I mean that Jesus gave his life for us, so he must have really loved us, right? He really loved us. So can anyone take a guess now? Why or what are some the reason that he died for us? Why he died for us? Anyone say? Love? Yeah. So that's my first point. Yeah. Because he loved us. I will read John chapter 3:16. For God so loved the world that he gave his only son. So God loved us so much that Jesus, whose his son came to earth and died for us. So now try to imagine that you had something real. You have something real. Something that you love. What's something that you love? What's something that you love? Your mom, your dad, or our children, our family. So God has his own son, his blood and his flesh, and he gave him for us because God loved us so much, and not just for you, but for every one of us. So when you go to school and you see people that sometimes don't act right way, yeah? they don't do right way. So God died for them also. Yeah? So we have to love them too. So when I wake up in the morning, I say, wow, I'm able to get up in the morning and I'm be happy because I have life. Why? Because God gave me life, right? God gave me life. So God gave life to each and every single one of you here. Each and every single one of you here is his creation. Right? We are his creation. And that's bring me to my next point. He created every single one of you. He created every one single of you. Every single what are you? So John 1:3, it says, God created everything through him. And nothing was created except through him. So what do you think the Bible talking about God create everything through him? What does it mean through him? Through Jesus, right? Yeah. Through Jesus. So Jesus create us. That's because he loves us. So can someone count? Can you count the hair in their hair? Can you count the hair in our hair? So no one of us could count our hair on our head. So but in the Bible, just say that Jesus know exactly how many hair in your hair. He also know when one our hair fall out. He know. So he know exactly the number hair on our head. So he must love us. Yes. He must love us a lot to be able really care about the little detail about us, right? Yeah. So that's the pretty also. So my next point is that Jesus now want to be our friend. Again, yeah? Jesus want to be our friend. If God create us, he love us, right? He love us so much that he want to have a relationship with us. So naturally, if you love someone, what you want? If you love someone, don't you want to talk to them? Yeah? You want to talk to them. Don't you want to spend time with them? What do you love? Just think, what do you love? Maybe your mom, your dad, or our wife, our husband, our children. So naturally, if we love someone, we want to spend time with them. Is that right?
Yeah.
We want to know them more. And that's what Jesus feels about us. He wants to love us more. He wants to spend time with us, right? He wants to spend time with us. To have deep relation with each and every single one of you. And then, when we are able to have friendship with Him, life is just totally different. Life is totally different. When I'm having problem, when a person trying to, I have problem with person, or I have problem with my work, or with my homework, because I have friend, Jesus help me. Jesus help my work. Jesus help my homework. When Jesus is our friend, He help us. When we have problem at school, with our homework, He help us too with problem with our family. Yeah, sometimes we have a problem in our family, right? So Jesus also will help us to resolve problem in our family. So now here it is, that God friends, good friends, are one of life creator's treasure. I like this wisdom, yeah? Good friends are one of life creator's treasures. With good friends, you are never alone. They are attentive to your needs and gladly share life joy and sorrow and burden in your life. So, you know, before Jesus came to earth, Bible say that only two individuals were called friend of God. You know who they are? Who they were? Only two that Bible say that they're friends of God. One is Moses. Yeah? If you read in Exodus chapter 33:11, they say that the Lord spoke to Moses as one speak to a friend. And secondly, who is it?
David?
The second is Abraham. Yeah, Abraham. You see that James chapter 2:23, Abraham was called God's friend. And today, how amazing. Today we know that Jesus called those of us who belong to Him friends. I will read the Bible. I have called you friends. Jesus said it. Yeah? I have called you friend, for everything that I learned from my Father, I have made known to you. John chapter 15:15. So then, His friendship is so deep that He laid down His life for us. So John say, greater love has no one than this, to lay down one's life for one friend. Verse 13. So what a privilege and blessing to have Jesus as our friend. He is a friend who will never leave us or forsake us. He intercedes for us before the Father and supply all our needs. He forgives all our sins, understands all our sorrow, and gives us sufficient grace in time of trouble. He is indeed our best friend. So now, if you don't have yet a relation with Jesus, a friendship with Jesus, I invite you now make a decision. Make a decision now to be best friend with him. So you say to Jesus and you pray, Jesus, you are my best friend now. You are my best friend today. And for all the days of my life, Jesus, I pray that you come into my heart and our evil able to change. Or if you already have a friendship with Jesus, but sometimes we mess up, is right? Sometimes in friendship we mess up. So if you feel like you haven't been a good friend to Jesus, maybe if you haven't been spending time with him, you can say to him now, Jesus, I pray that you forgive me. Lord, forgive me. I have messed up against you, Lord. And today I renew our friendship with you. Lord, I'm thankful that you have called me your friend. May I ever be grateful for this privilege. Amen.